Ray Foley on Today FM.
My name is Lashenry.
Actually, hang on.
No.
A bit of sunshine out there now. Absolutely. Yeah. It's ridiculous, carry on. It's absolutely ridiculous, carry on. Someone needs to do something about the weather. Someone needs to stand on a weather platform. Actually, someone is. Joanna Donnelly, former weather presenter on the RTEs. She presented the weather. She's a meteorologist as well. That was her background. She worked for Met Aaron and spectacularly quit a couple of months ago now, wasn't it? Turned her back on the weather. Never turn your back on the weather. As they always say. The classic phrase, never turn your back on the weather.
Do they say that?
That's a thing they say, the old wives, they say that. Never turn your back on the weather because you might get a wet back.
Right.
If it rains.
I mean, that makes sense.
If it's dry or sunny, you might get sunburn on your back. Either way, your back is not coming out of this situation well. Never turn your back.
A lot of back chat here.
A lot of back weather chat. But that's the Irish for you. We love to talk about the weather, don't we? And the weather presenters. Joanna Donnelly, she was on Dancing with the Stars, I think, as well, wasn't she? And spectacularly quit and now has thrown her name in the ring to be president. Uachtaráin na hÉireann. I like that idea. I like a garden party at the Auras with my president standing in front of a map of Ireland and a clicker in hand telling us what region can expect showers and what the top temperatures are going to be for the duration of the garden party.
It could work, yeah.
She's got a specific set of skills. And those skills are the weather, which are the most important skills in this country. Similarly, on the political front, she could forecast... She could forecast any constitutional storms that might be coming down the track.
Oh, okay. I have a question, though. I mean...
Shoot.
Given her background, can she be considered a Cirrus option for the Auras? Is she a Cirrus operator?
Joanna, you can't be Cirrus about this.
I mean, are we all going to be saying all hail President Donnelly? Is that going to happen?
I tell you what, she's better than the other shower that are trying to get in.
I mean, if she gets the votes, the outlook for her could be sunny. There's no denying it.
Have you written all these down?
What are you talking about?
What are you reading?
But it is a brave move, her entering the race, given, you know, the current political climate.
Well, I tell you now that she's thrown her name in, is there going to be a flood of candidates announcing?
Didn't have that one. Yeah, well, to be fair, one more. If a bunch of other likely candidates jump in the race...
Wait for now. Here it comes, guys.
I'll make it plain. She'll have to weather a few storms.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah. Very nice. Guys, we just did politics and weather. Now, that's radio. Fair play to her, though. I think I might go for myself now. I mean, if there's a chance Joanna Donnelly, who used to do the weather, could be the president, I mean, I've got a pretty good shout. Come on, let's go for it. Would you be my vice president?
Oh, are you asking?
No. I'm thinking I'd ask Matt, though. Pork. Now, Eileen, you melt. There's your Swedish chef.
Get off our back, Eileen.
Jesus, Eileen! Christ, woman! Get off me! Let go of me, Eileen!
She's like a limpet.
Eileen, let go! Eileen, go of me leg! I have to do this show, Eileen, feck's sake! Eileen, your doors! 0874-100-102 for your texts and your WhatsApps this afternoon. And the big news, big presidential news, that Joanna Donnelly, the former weather presenter, has put her name forward for president of this proud land of ours. And if anyone's going to get nominated, everyone's going to win a presidential election, in my opinion, it's going to be someone with their finger on the pulse of meteorology, because the only thing we care about in this country is the weather.
I think she could shine on the political stage, right?
Oh my God.
But I would say, like, in terms of, I have been in touch with her former meteorological colleagues.
Have you?
And yeah, they say she's been missed. She's since moved out of the game, like, if you know what I mean.
She's been missed.
Missed?
M-I-S-T.
Yeah.
All right. I suppose now that she now that she's announced, the way is clear for clear condition, clear conditions. Yeah. I just hope that it's not treacherous, and I hope this doesn't turn out to be an unnecessary journey for her. Jesus, oh my God! Can you do better? Look at you sitting there thinking you can do better. Who's this headbanger over here? Martin 087 0874-100-102. Martin.
I don't know, guys.
Martin doesn't know.
I think he does, though.
Well, we didn't ask you, Martin. We didn't even ask you, but you don't know.
I think Joanne will be under a lot of pressure.
What's the pressure? Barometric pressure, is it? Yeah.
There'd be a lot of heat on her.
Heat, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Could make her have an old cloudy mind.
A cloudy mind? I don't get that. I don't understand the expression, but okay. We're still with you. You haven't lost us yet, Martin.
I don't know whether you should be able with the wave of people that might be behind her.
The wave. Wait, would wave be a weather
more
thing?
More natural rather than
I don't
weather,
think wave is weather, Martin. We're marking you down on that.
So listen, if she can withstand the pressure.
Second use of pressure, though, Martin, as well. Come on now. Martin. Come on.
Maybe. I don't know if she can make it. She might be left just isolated. That's my thoughts.
Cheers, Martin. You did your best. That helped us. Who's over there? Padraig as well, is it?
Yeah.
Padraig, go.
Padraig here. Do you think if she does win, will she enjoy her reign as president?
Oh, that's nice. Reign.
Yeah,
that's like, pretty good. Yeah, that's solid enough. I'm scraping now. You know, her husband is also a meteorologist. You know,
oh, go on.
Do you know who he is?
No.
Are you joking me?
I'm not joking. I would never joke about something like that.
She's famously married to another meteorologist in Met Aaron, who appears on, I've heard him on the weather forecast. I don't know if he's on the telly, but he's definitely on the weather forecast on the radio. I think he's Dutch. Do you know this?
No.
I'm not joking.
There's
not
a Dutch
joke.
Lad on Met.ie, is there?
On Met Aaron, yeah.
Right.
Have you not heard him?
No.
He's got an accent and everything. He sounds Dutch.
Right.
Married for years. his name is Harm Lykes.
Harm Lykes. Are you having me or are you pulling my leg?
1,000,000%.
Google that doesn't sound like a real person.
Google it. Google it if you like. This is going to be, he's going to be the first gentleman. He's going to be the first... Yeah, the first. Yeah, I don't. What's the expression? The first man. If Joanna Donnelly becomes president, he would be the first gentleman. What's his name?
Joanna married Harm Lykes in 2000. It's true, yeah.
Harm Lykes. Maybe looking ahead to this.
Go on.
Maybe looking ahead to this.
Commit.
Maybe looking ahead to this presidential election. She likes the idea of the big house in the park. Maybe she can turn those likes into votes. Maybe when she's president, JP, she can do what she...
just before you finish, Gary's been in touch on the 087s, right? He says, guys, did you know this? And this is a fact, by the way. This is science. He says, did you know every bad pun makes the baby Jesus cry? Jesus over there, he's in bits, right? And you're to blame. And me.
Maybe if Joanna becomes... Oh, Jesus. Maybe if she becomes the president, she can do what she likes. Ray Foley on today. Ray Williams and Happy. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love for your Wednesday afternoon. Good afternoon. My name's Ray. My friend who's JP.
Oh, yeah.
Soft launch day, what, 709?
Correct.
Oh, fantastic. Every single one of them. But treachery is afoot. And spoilers are ahead. If you haven't seen the traitors last night... Well, actually, if you didn't see the traitors last night... I'm joining the club because I only saw 14 minutes of last night's episode because finally, and I knew this was going to happen, I cannot commit at 9:30, three nights a week, three school nights a week, to watch it. I'm going to have to start watching on the player or something because, honest to God, I don't have an hour at 9:30 every night. There's other things happening. It's usually going to bed. But I just can't do it. I can't make that commitment.
I watched it in the morning myself.
Did you watch it this morning then?
Yeah.
Oh, I should probably try that. I want to watch it live and I want to see what people are saying about it on the internet. Anyway, I sat down to watch it. I got 14 minutes in to last night's episode and then I had to leave it. So, if you're doing that thing where you're holding on to it or you're not watching it live on the night or you want to watch it with the kids and the kids are going to bed before 9:30, because my kids should be going to bed in the middle of it. Then JP's watching it and he will reveal spoilers. And I suppose I can give my opinion without... Well, you can tell me what happened.
Oh,
Okay.
Because I'll still watch it. By the way, can I just say, JP has never watched it before, the English one. Oh, I've also watched the Australian one, and I've watched the American one, some of the American one. And all glued, like completely glued to the English one, three series of it. JP going in fresh, completely raw. And I'm loving that you are loving it, because so often you turn your nose up at the things that I've loved.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And it's
whoa.
Usually because I've loved them. It's usually because, well, if Ray likes this, it can't be any
good. Some lowbrow nonsense. It's true. That will be.
It's true. That's the way he carries on. But I'm loving that you're loving it. I got 13 minutes and 16 seconds in. I got in and I was thinking to myself, oh, this is so good, but I have to go. It was a bit where they were standing outside the room, and was it Kate and had taken another fella and maybe Andrew aside? Or no, it was the other way around. Andrew had said to Caitlin, such and such mentioned your name. And then it was so Irish. It's like she was effing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, he effing what? Oh, for F's sake. I can't effing believe that.
I think Caitlin could be the most hard-nosed of the three traitors.
She's the best at it. And I'll tell you why. She's not showing. She's not. Unless something happens now. She's gone already. I don't know. Unless
she's still in it. I can reveal. Okay. She's still in it.
Unless something happened after the 14-minute mark. She is playing it very well, in that she's downplaying it. She's just still wallpaper, where, in my opinion, the two boys that are traitors are very much, they're making a lot of mistakes, and they're making them, like, they are standing out much more than she is, whereas she's a wallflower. She'll just let the action happen around her, mostly. I mean, of course, you can't do that entirely, but more than the rest of them, she's a bit more anonymous and a little bit more in the background, and that's how you'll stay the course in this programme.
You're right about the other two lads, though. They're starting to drop the ball. So Eamon was fingered in the round table a couple of times, some people sniffing around him, not trusting him, thinking he seems a bit fishy.
Can I say,
Audie is an absolute liability. The man is a liability.
Can I say, first of all, who'd you say, Eamon? He's the guard, is he?
He's the ginger guard with the beard, yeah.
He's enjoying it too much. And I've seen this before. This has happened before with traitors. Traitors that are doing the whole, when they cut to them and it's like, ha ha ha, I'm enjoying this now. Oh, it turns out I'm really evil. As soon as you're showing that you're enjoying that, you'll be gone within two episodes.
And the other contestants on last night's episode, one of them, I can't remember their name, noticed that he was enjoying the back and forth too much.
Yeah.
He said, you look like you're enjoying this too much, when Nina and Patrick were going at it. They went at it again tonight. Couple of takeaways. Paul Dio is not doing himself any favours. He let slip that he said to Eamon that Caitlin's name had been mentioned, and then he had a whole big rigmarole about not remembering where that conversation happened, if it happened. She, Caitlin, and the round table went after her fellow traitor, Paddy, and confronts him about it, which is great telly. Again, I'm putting myself in the shoes. I would be going red, I'd be flop sweating, yeah. I'd be peeing me pants, I'd be at the door, gone, history.
But then they have to go back as traitors. Unless you got rid of him. You can tell me a second. Spoilers. Who went last?
So far, so David's gone. Niall, the Gwaelgor, who was really good in the task, he was booted.
They got rid of him at the beginning of the episode, yeah.
We know Diane's gone. And Nina, the lady with the pink hair, she was booted last night.
Out. She was a faithful.
She was too obvious. She was making too much of a big deal of herself.
But she was a faithful.
She was a faithful, but she was too noticeable. You got to keep your head down a bit. Isn't that how you play the game?
Yeah, definitely as a traitor, but certainly even as a faithful, yeah. You don't want to become a person. You don't want to be, and you don't want anyone saying your name. That's the thing, in any way. You don't want to be a focal point. You don't want focus on you. You don't want a spotlight shined on you. And you want to keep the head down as much as possible. Yeah, so, wow, so she's gone. The funny thing about those situations, like the guard fella.
Eamon.
Yeah, and Caitlin now. So did they who are they accusing? The dad, is it Donnie or what's his
name? Paddy.
Paddy. I cannot remember any of
Paddy is the dad,
the older
of
guy.
Andrew. And he confessed to Andrew the morning after the round table where Niall was booted that Caitlin had mentioned Andrew's name. Why he did that, other than being Andrew's dad, I do not know. But this got back Andrew the son then told the traitor Caitlin that Paddy had mentioned her.
Wow, okay. So
and
now,
that has all kicked off. So Paudie is in the hot seat.
So this kicked off at the round table.
Yes.
Right. Well, here's the thing now that is the really interesting dynamics is when they go back then, when the traitors attack each other at the round table, they have to have a very good reason when they're back face to face in the tower working out who they're going to kill for that night. They better have a pretty good excuse as to why they did that at the round table. And if they don't have an excuse, then sparks are going to fly the following day.
Couple more things, yeah. Can I? I think Michelle's going to go. She has to be a favourite to go. She bawled her eyes out when Niall was booted off. People are entitled to cry however they want.
I saw that clip. I saw the bit where she was, it was probably in the bit that I watched, but he was like my son and I'm a mama bear. And you knew him for 2 days.
2 days.
2 days.
2 days.
Give me a break. And that business as well, because he was doing that in the first episode where Niall was like, I call her mom because she's my mom on
that's
the show.
Insulting, isn't
no,
it?
No, that's just, that's silly, carry on. If someone started calling me dad, in that context, in the first day, I'd be like, could you stop doing that?
Please.
That's kind of weird. We're meeting new people here. Stop doing that. That's weird.
The tears also, Vanessa cried in an earlier episode and she was highlighted then by other people for crying and people assuming that was a disingenuous sort of reaction.
One thing that a lot of us are very judgy about, and they are judgy in the house or in the castle about that, about the crying thing, that I imagine it is very high pressure. And then if you are a crier, I was crying watching The Flash on Sunday night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Tough scene. It wasn't a flasher. It was The Flash.
You were crying at The Flash, not The Flash that you'd done. No, you were watching something.
The comic book superhero movie from 2 years ago. I was crying at that the other night. I'm a crier. So in a high pressure situation, when the pressure is released, I can kind of understand people crying. But like that, it is going to put a target on your back. Final word then. Andrew, the son, faithful. Paudie, the dad, traitor. Mm-hmm. Have they worked each other out yet? Because there was definitely a bit at the beginning of the episode last night where Andrew, faithful, was like, I think my dad might be a traitor.
I think the very fact that Andrew told Caitlin that Paudie had mentioned her name, I think he's sniffing around his dad, and I think he knows he could be a traitor. He knows he's a weak point anyway. I have a feeling he's going to turn on Paudie. Paudie has been on record on camera saying, I hope we stay in this as long as possible.
Together.
I won't turn on him. Andrew's not said that, and he's looking a bit antsy around his dad. I think he's going to drop his dad in it.
He might do well, but does it not stand to him? If his dad is in it, he knows his dad is going to make sure the other traitors aren't going to get rid of him. So it would stand to him to keep his dad in it, even if he suspects his dad is a traitor.
Yeah.
There's that. And the final thing I want to ask you, can your kids tell if you're lying? 0874 100 102. Because as I was watching that, because there was a moment in it where Andrew, the son, says to his dad, Paudie, are you a traitor? And Paudie does this, oh my God, Dad, you're so obvious. He does this, oh, geez, no, not, oh my God.
Well, how do you respond to that? Not at all.
No, that's me. No, faithful all the way, God. Not at all. And as I was watching it, I thought, my kids would have sniffed out that lie in a heartbeat.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Particularly Andrew, my youngest. Another Andrew. He's like, Daddy, you're lying. Can your kids tell if you're lying? Would you have gotten away with it in the traitors last night? Your voice notes 0874 100 102. And the spoilers are now done. We're clear again. Stay here. I'll play Shakira for you after this.
With
hang on.
Care Plus, creating joyful.
Yeah. Here's Dennis. Yeah, he's done it again. Actually, he has done it again. Ed Sheeran's going to be performing in 3 Arena. Shot in the dark. Now, I was told this once.
Yep.
Earlier today. December?
Yes.
3 Arena?
Yeah.
I don't know the dates. It's going to be...
Would you like the date, Ray?
It's the 9th of December.
Oh, you beat me to it.
I googled it myself. Ed Sheeran performing. Is this a surprise announcement?
Well, it was only announced today.
Is the 3 Arena even available? It's worth checking, Ed, before...
Has he done...
Ed, did you ring ahead?
Ed...
You melt.
It might be double booked. Foster and Allen are in there.
All going well. If they can accommodate him, Ed Sheeran's going to be performing at 3 Arena on the 9th of December.
Tickets go on sale next Friday. I think his new album, Play, is released the day before. That's the 11th and the 12th of September. Will Ed sell out the 3 Arena is the big question everyone's asking.
Is anyone asking that question?
He's only given people, 3 months to sell out the 3 Arena.
Speaking of selling out as well, Electric Picnic sold out in a matter of minutes. Ridiculous carry-on. They're so clever the way they do that. It's like, look at you, y'all had a great time, did you? Well, tickets are on sale for next year now already. Quick, buy them, quick.
And everyone who had the FOMO during Electric Picnic is like, I will not be cheated this time, I'm getting tickets.
1,000,000%. We're talking about lying to your kids as well. Would your kids be able to tell if you lie to them? My kids are like sniffer dogs, or they're... Well, those machines that they
lie detector tests.
What's the thing called?
Don't look it up. It begins with a P, does it?
Polygraph. I got it, guys. Chippy didn't get it, and I did get it. It's called a polygraph, Chippy.
Thanks, Ray.
So anyway, my kids are like a polygraph because they can tell instantly when I'm lying. They could ask me a question, and I could not even say anything, and they will know he's about to lie.
So then you always have to defer to your wife to tell them anything.
0874-100-102 for your texts and your WhatsApps. Please don't say my name on the radio. But I either go really red when I lie, or worse again, I silently fart when I tell big lies. Silently fart, so it's a...
It's just an airy one.
I silently fart when I tell big lies. My body just reacts to lying, so I don't even bother now. It must be a nervous thing about getting caught, but yep, can't lie to save my life. Ah ha 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 ha, LOL. Love the show. A from Anonymous.
We know somebody else who, when they sneeze, and they're actually afraid of sneezing, because when they sneeze, they also fart simultaneously.
Yeah, but that's... I think farting when you're lying is much more peculiar, isn't it?
That's a tricky one.
It's so hard to explain. It's not swallowing. It's the weirdest thing, and it's only when I'm lying that I do a kind... I get choked up. I was trying to explain this the other day with Mairead. I get choked up in...
Is it like you're gagging?
Yeah, but not that's... A very light gagging. And I'd be like, why is this happening to me? And then there'd be times I'd be actually telling the truth. And I start... Ask me a question I need to lie to.
Do you pay all your taxes right?
Of course.
Oh, you do? Oh, good man. Yeah, fair play.
I'm pretending to lie there. But that kind of getting...
Oh, no, I'm awful at lying. Horrifically bad at lying.
The other thing then that I do is... As soon as I've told the lie, and I think I'm clear I've gone away with it, then I have a big swallow. So then you'll... And I know I'm doing it. I'm like, hopefully they're not looking at me while I'm doing that.
I suppose if you do fart as you're telling a lie, it serves as a bit of a distraction. Even if it's silent, like if the person... You're lying to someone, they'll go, oof, what is that? And you're like, what is that? Let's get out of here. Change the subject. You kind of change the subject when you fart.
I really feel for this poor girl. Is it a girl? I don't know. I'm presuming.
They're anonymous, but I can reveal that it is a woman.
A lady farting at you while she's lying. So, madam, do you pay all your taxes? Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah, no problem. Any more questions for her?
It'd ruin a game of poker, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
Do you want a stick or twist?
Ray Foley on Today FM.